Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I got Michael Ellsberg on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a new friend. He is the founder of Eye Gazing Parties, the world's only singles event based on eye contact. My wife won't let me go there. He's also part of the folks who put together Flirting with Disaster, Why Accidents are Rarely Accidental. That's a book. And he's also the author of the new book, The Power of Eye Contact, Your Secret for Success in Business, Love, and Life. Michael Ellsberg, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here, Michael. I'm a baby boomer, and I've made my life, my living, and my everything I've done my entire life pretty much has been, I think, any success I've ever had, and probably some of my failures have been as a result of eye contact. And yes. I don't know, I learned a long time ago that if I looked in someone's eyes, I could tell whether there was a connection or not.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. And if you think about it, it's a cliche, you know, that a firm handshake is important to business. And it's a cliche because it's true. Now, imagine if you didn't have a handshake or your handshake was incredibly weak.
Right.
Such a small detail would actually probably really harm your business over time.
Right.
And my thesis in the book is that eye contact is exactly analogous, yet most of us or many people are horrible at eye contact when they might have a great, solid, firm handshake.
Right. Well, you know, eye contact is very important for everyone, but it's especially one of the things I've told guys for a long time is it's especially important for guys to make eye contact when they're talking with women. Eye contact is enormous in terms of building a relationship with a woman, of you know, whatever relationship you're trying to build, social or professional. What do you think?
Well, absolutely.
And to a greater degree than men.
You know, Jim, I'm getting married actually in about 10 days.
Wow.
So a year ago, I asked the most important question I've ever asked and ever will, which is, will you marry me? And I was thinking, imagine in that moment, we were on the Brooklyn Bridge, which happens to be my fiance's favorite spot in New York.
You're not gonna get all romantic on me here. You're not gonna gross us out or anything with some sappy story, are you, Michael?
Well, a little sappy. So, and I was thinking, imagine in that moment if all the elements had been right, everything had been the same beautiful location, sunset, same ring, same words,
same incredibly beautiful woman, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I'd been looking at her feet instead of her eyes those magic words. The whole, you know, the answer probably would have been completely different. So in that one little moment, you can see just how powerful eye contact is. And it's important, obviously it's important in flirting, not just for men, but for women. Now,
my wife won't let me flirt anymore. she's very narrow about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can flirt with each other.
Well, so, yeah, she lets me do that.
Yeah.
In business, whenever, you know, one of the things that I try to do is, and I encourage other people to do is, you know, sometimes we don't know where to look. We don't know, you know, I think, do you ever get the feeling that maybe some of your research has shown this, that sometimes people don't know where to look at someone, you know, and I try to, you know, look in their eyes, but sometimes, you know, when you have a strong personality, and I admit that I do, Michael, you probably do too, sometimes locking on someone's eyes all the time can be intimidating. Do you think that?
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, people think I'm this eye contact fanatic, and maybe I am to write a whole book on it. But I make really clear in the book that the argument is not more eye contact is always better. That's not the point. The point is that you want to find an appropriate amount of eye contact, and you can err on either side here. You can definitely err on the side of too much. The problem, I think, is that most people err on the side of too little.
Yeah.
So the point of the book is to get people right in that sweet spot where you're connected and engaged with the other person, but they don't feel like you're staring them down.
Well, you know, one of the things
that effect.
One of the things that I try to do, which where I keep locked on, so they know that I'm not looking away or looking, you know, not interested, is if I don't want to look at their eyes, I look at their nose.
Yeah, you know,
I'm still looking at them. They know I'm looking at them, but at least I'm not trying to stare them down, you know?
You know, I tested out a million different variations of this over the year that I was writing it and through my eye-gazing parties. And there is, you can, especially if you look at the bridge of the nose, it can actually create the effect that you're looking at both of your partner's eyes at once.
Yeah.
You know, my general feeling
especially the blue one, right?
Yeah, exactly. but my general feeling about that is that it's actually better to make eye contact with the actual eye, because when you do that, you're actually making nose contact, which isn't quite as compelling as
right.
eye contact.
Well, I want to come back, though, to what I said about women a minute ago. Guys, if you are trying to impress a woman, let's say in business, I'm not going to go over to the romantic side. Michael's covered that for us already. But in business, if you're trying to sell, if you're trying to deal with a customer or get a job and you're being interviewed or you're talking with someone with a woman, I will tell you that if you're not making eye contact with her, on a very, very consistent level, that is going. They're going to hold that against you. Am I right, Michael?
Well, that's absolutely right. And in my experience, women tend to be much better at picking up on subtle body language cues. And so
that's
obviously going to play out in a business setting also. Now, I would say that in a business setting,
Michael, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back in a minute, folks, and talk to Michael Ellsberg. His new book is called The Power of Eye Contact, Your Secrets for Success in Business, Love, and Life. 20 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll, which is right there on the homepage. Click on that and look at the question, choose your answer, and click on it, and then submit it, and that's all it takes. And we'll report back to you every week on what was the result of the poll. Michael Ellsberg is our guest. Michael is the author of The Power of Eye Contact. And that's what we're talking about. It is a powerful thing to do, folks, is to look at someone's eyes. And Michael, tell us how we can find The Power of Eye Contact. How can we find your book and you online?
Well, thank you. The book is available in most Barnes & Noble and on Amazon.com. You can find me at powerofeyecontact.com, powerofeyecontact.com.
All right.
All spelled out. And also on my site, Ellsberg.com, E-L-L-S as in Sam, B-E-R-G.com. And I actually do post some small business stuff on my site. I'm a small business owner in the sense that I do freelance consulting and make my living that way.
That makes you a small business owner, no question about it.
That's right.
Michael, in your book, one of the things you talk about is doing exercises where you try to make eye contact with people, perfect strangers that are walking by you on the street. I do that. I actually see how it's almost like an exercise for me, entertainment for me, is to see how many people I can get to catch my gaze.
Well, yes, and the purpose of it, from my perspective, is that to practice eye contact in lots of situations where it doesn't really matter. So that when you're in a situation where it does matter, say a very important meeting with a potential client or a potential business partner, then you're going to get it right.
So when isn't it important, though, when you're doing that, if you actually do make eye contact with a perfect stranger, don't look away. Go ahead and lock on. What do you think?
Well, I actually don't happen to agree with that one, Jim. I think that it's better with a total stranger to make it very brief.
I don't mean stare them down. I just mean don't look away like, oh my God, he caught me.
Right. Well, often what we'll do when we're not practicing it is if we make a second eye contact, we'll be startled and look away like we've done something naughty.
Right.
But the practice that I like to do is when I'm walking down the street is to make just a very brief fraction of a second moment of eye contact with
right.
people that I'm passing in on the sidewalk. Now, I live in Brooklyn, so you can imagine... You know, people.
You can get arrested for that in Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah, that's right. but
you looking at me?
Exactly. But the point is, what I found is that if you make very brief eye contact, like just long enough to register the color of their eyes, and then look away, no one seems to mind, and it really transforms your experience of the city.
Right.
All of a sudden, they say the eyes are the window of the soul. Well, now you're looking into all these souls all day long. It's quite a different experience. And I found that is the single best way to improve your comfort and facility with eye contact is using little opportunities like that or when you're at a restaurant to make better eye contact with the waiter or waitress or when you're checking
right.
out at a store. Just little things like that. If you start paying attention to those dozens of moments like that we have each day, then when... You have that moment where you're looking into your prospect's eye and asking for the sale.
Right.
You're going to get that right because that's a moment that can really impact your business.
You have to be careful, though, with who you're with because you might have someone saying over your shoulder, oh, you think she's pretty?
Yeah. It's
you got to be careful with your fiance, Michael.
Yeah.
You're running into this. Let me change horses just a little bit. You're a Gen Xer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not sure which Gen. I'm 33, so that's, I'm not
that
sure
makes
which
you,
is
that,
the
well,
X
you're
or
kind
Y
of
or
you're Z. kind of you're kind of bi-generational then. You're a little bit of both
yeah.
generations. But here's my question. You know, the younger kids, the old joke about the four young girls who are in the booth at the restaurant and they're texting each other instead of just talking to each other. I mean, isn't your book going to be important for your own generation and the younger folks?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And here, you know, I'm surprised now that I'm 33 that sometimes I can start to sound like an old fogey, but I'm sometimes appalled at the eye contact of younger generations. The thing where they think it's completely appropriate to be talking with you while they're texting, messaging.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure that I'm not a parent myself, but I'm sure that any parent who's listening has had this same perception.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that young people who are serious about advancing their career and either getting a great job they love or starting a business will take this book to heart because that habit of paying no attention to the person you're talking to is going to harm them very greatly as they try to
Thank
advance
you.
In their career.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that. And from your mouth to their ears, because I think that's a very important, some very important wisdom that they could get from you. Give us the website again, Michael.
Website is powerofeyecontact.com. And the book is also on Amazon.
Wherever books are sold. The Power of Eye Contact. Hey, Michael, will you come back another day?
I would love to. It's been a pleasure, Jim.
Let's keep talking about this. Thanks a lot. Michael
All
Ellsberg,
right.
ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.